From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Tom Baudet, Charlie Pierce, and Sue Ellicott. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you so much. Thank you. Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to join us on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Rebecca from Oakland, California.
Hey, Rebecca, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Got butterflies in my stomach.
Do you really?
Doing fine.
Do you want to take a second and let them out?
I could. Then there'd be more than there are in my yard.
Just open your mouth and cough. Well, welcome to our show, Rebecca.
Well, thank you.
Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what's Rebecca's topic?
An inconvenient truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a drought in southeast England. And following the lead of environmentalist and movie star Al Gore, we're going to tell you about it in harrowing detail. Our panelists are each going to describe some of the surprising effects of the lack of water on our cousins across the sea. Of course, only one of these stories is real. Pick that true one from the fakes. You'll win our prize, Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I guess so.
Okay. First up, let's hear from a British person herself, Sue Ellicott.
A severe water shortage in southeast England has threatened to cast a rain cloud over the All Saints Parish Church summer fete, or fete, as most Americans would pronounce it. When Parish Councilman Kate Norman Frometer announced there would be no water permitted for the annual tea party, Reverend Nigel Burton immediately called off the outdoor party on the 16th century vicarage lawn, crushing the spirits and threatening mutiny among countless grey-haired ladies who lived to bake the scones and sponge cakes that raise money each year for the church's central heating. The day, though, might be saved by Minu Bhatia, the church groundskeeper, who has suggested serving tea without any water at all. Chai, as her Indian mother would make it, by boiling milk with sugar, cardamom, and other spices and serving it in the church's large metal urn. The fete date is now back on. If chai latte is good enough for Starbucks, it's certainly good enough for God, says the Reverend.
You can take away their empire, but don't take away their tea, or they'll be right put out. Your next story comes from Charlie Pierce.
The annual Wallington-on-Westbury Regatta is a race between amateur eight-rower crew teams that has been run continuously since 1843, until this year. The drought afflicting this part of southeast England has left the Westbury River in such a perilously low state that the rowing was canceled. Undaunted, the organizers have decided to allow the clubs to race in that most American of competitions, a soapbox derby. All eight clubs have taken up the idea with gusto, said Heather Carper, president of the Wallington-on-Westbury Athletic Club. We expect a fine day of racing from our traditional rivals.
A regatta becomes a soapbox derby, as they say over there. And your last story of a lack of water in England comes from Tom Baudet.
Tears of a clown are just about the only thing flowing at Zippo Circus in southeast England. Because of a strict drought order in place in the Sutton Water District to restrict non-essential use of water, clowns from Zippo's Circus were told they risked heavy fines if they continue to throw buckets of the precious resource over each other in the course of their performance. They will also not be allowed to squirt water from plastic flowers in their buttonholes. Water company spokesman Stuart Hislop was quoted saying, "No one else is allowed to fill buckets from a hose in their garden and throw them over each other, so why would the clowns?" Why indeed? Zippo the clown, Martin Burton, responded, "The water board has had a complete sense of humor failure. Not as bad as, say, a levee failure in New Orleans, but bad enough if you're a clown."
All right, Rebecca, this much is true. There is a drought in England. You have to choose, though, between the effects of this drought. Was it, from Sue Ellicott, how there's no water even for tea at the church's fetes? From Charlie Pierce, how the water is so low that the annual regatta has become a soapbox derby, or derby? Or from Tom Baudet, how there's so little water that the clowns aren't allowed to even squirt each other with their amusingly large fake flowers? Which of these is the real story of the effects of a drought in England?
Oh, Peter, I'm in so much trouble here because my rule to play this game has always been pick the story from England.
Oh, at least pick the one with the most authentic accent.
Well, you know, I love Tom so much. I've just got to bet the store on it.
You're going to bet the store on Tom just because you have your affection for him as a person.
And it's a darn good story.
It is a good story. So your choice is then Tom's story about the sad clowns. Well, to bring you the real story, we actually spoke to one of the unfortunate people who's been affected by this terrible situation.
It sucks. I enjoy doing the act, and now they're telling me I can't do it. So they're telling me I can't have fun anymore. It's not good having sad clowns.
That was Little Lou, one of the clowns at the Zippo Circus affected by the local drought order. Congratulations, Rebecca. Your affection for Tom paid off. You got it right.
Well, thank you.
You've earned a point for Tom, and you've won our prize. Carl Castlewood recorded the greeting on your home answering machine.
I could not be more thrilled.
Rebecca, thank you so much for playing.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.